Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space, busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that blind it. Instead, we choose to front it. Well, we don't take without giving back. We do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. While we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues, we can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads and let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once rendered mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit, we've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals, while the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold, didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhymes. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. While we don't have time for fooling around, let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear in this critical time of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one? Or is there another to come to take this music to a higher level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
Hello. You have just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio here at Care to Read. You have your advocate, who you need, your advisor, who you also need as well. Omiika 7 bringing you a live show this evening, and our co-host will be Mrs. Carolyn Fierce Williams. She will be speaking to us this evening, and her mission statement is designed to take back your life by education, motivation, empowering, inspiring, and supporting the support by practicing the principles of spiritual and natural healing to achieve optimal health and to prevent diseases. She and I coexist on that topic. We are both striving for excellent health in the African community and to also destroy and disconnect our association with disease. And I want to welcome her on the show this evening, and I know she's out there waiting to be introduced. I'd like to also say that our topic this evening is whole food nutrition. We will be covering whole food nutrition. Williams will be talking about vegan food preparation, dealing with vegetarian diet. I will be speaking to you about holistic foods. One of the protein foods I will be talking to you about is mushrooms in our diet to replace meat, as well as raw milk in our diet for those African Americans who have had problems in digesting milk, and the African Americans who have never been able to drink milk, this is a good opportunity to tune into our show. We are going to be featuring information, sharing with you what is raw milk. Dr. Muhammad Direct says that it has antibodies in it, cytoplasm, alpha interferons, beta interferons, gamma interferons. I know those seem like some large words to break down, but I want to put out the correct terminology out there, because these are all the chains and the links of the amino acid that keep us alive. Because when you are compiling your nutritional diet, you just can't go in the kitchen and throw everything into the microwave oven or into your blender and think that you can take in all these alkalines without having a balanced diet. You have to have your amino acids balanced with your proteins. And as he go on to talk about that these chains are very important, he states that he is now working on a product that's made from milk. And his product that's made from milk comes directly from the cow upon giving birth to a newborn calf. That milk is taken right out right after the calf is born. It's called colostrum. Say that with me, people, colostrum. I want those women who are breastfeeding to remember that, because most of us have heard that term, colostrum. Colostrum is raw milk, people, and that raw milk has all the enzymes and the basic essentials of life in it, meaning that you can live off of it, meaning if you never saw another vegetable in your life, you could basically live off that. However, if you have gone into developing a vegetarian diet, also some vegetarians and vegans do not drink dairy products. However, some of them are now debating. It is debatable. It is a controversial issue. Do I include raw milk and not pasteurized milk? And there is a difference between organic milk, pasteurized milk, and raw milk. The reason I know, I've had to engage in milk products all my life practically, because I am not a milk drinker, cannot drink milk, and my children could not drink milk, so they were on raw milk from day one, drinking raw milk or either breastfed milk. So I always had to be have that topic ever so present near me, and was always running out looking for raw goat's milk wherever I can find it. As costly as it was, I still had to incorporate it in my diet. And most of us know from geographically wherever we live in this world, we could very well come from a climate or location in the geographical area where milk was not plentiful. For African Americans, some of them did raise calves and cows. In that region, they developed the enzyme to digest milk, but in other regions, African Americans did not have the enzyme to digest it. However, with pasteurized milk, it makes it even worse. But we have found with raw milk substance, which comes from the colostrum, the birth, right as a mother is breastfeeding, that milk has always been tolerated, to my knowledge. However, there have been some cases where some people may not have the tolerance for it. Now, we're going to get into our topic this evening for discussion, but right now I want to take some time out to welcome our guests, and then we'll go straight into a station identification. Keep that dial right there. Keep it right there. Don't move it. We have a hot topic this evening for all of you holistic buffs out there. Get on the phone and call me. My number is 646-478-0270. We'd like to have you in our show this evening participating with us. And Carolyn, are you out there in the audience? I'd like to say hello to you, and then we're going to go right to the station identification and bring you right back, and we will be in the air. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for lending me your airtime. I will borrow your airway for approximately 1 hour, and I will give you your world back. Thank you. Let me say hello to Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello.
Carolyn, you're in the air.
Hi, Ms. Sherelle. How are you?
I'm just fine, and how are you?
Oh, I am thankful. I'm above ground, and any day above ground, I just want to be able to say that I thank God that allowed me to serve his people, and I thank God for you, because you are out there just doing a wonderful work serving God and his people, and I just say you're just so powerful. And I thank God if we had more people like you.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. I do appreciate that great introduction. And right about now, we are going to go to a station identification so we can pay some bills out here in the radio station. Hold on,
staff.
Right.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up right. Some come with these. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be sure. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Welcome back to Care to Read. And as you know, as always, we feature a special book for the family. We make sure we do that so that the family knows that it's important to find literature that we can help educate our family with. And because we're a literate society and we are attempting to close the gap of illiteracy and bring that to a halt, we are stamping down on illiteracy. And as we weed in our family, it can solve the problem of the illiteracy problem that we're having now. One of the books that we're going to feature for this evening, and if you care to read, you can go out and pick that book up at the library. But it has been such a great, great book in my family. And to the women, I have also recommended as well. I'd like to recommend The Sacred Women. It's a guide to healing the feminine body, mind, and spirit by Queen Afua. She is just a high priestess in my category and has a wealth of information, covers categories on health, changing your diet, and consuming veget diets in your kitchen. She helps you re-transition your kitchen so that you can begin the process of start to cook with raw foods and using herbs and seeds and oils as well. And I want to caution some of you listening audience out there, you may hear me in my kitchen because I love a good smoothie, and I am going to be possibly making up a green smoothie. And I want to caution you people out there who don't like green stuff, hopefully by the end of the show you'll learn to love green products. I do. I love my kale. And I love my energy shakes and the smoothie that I make. I like to put cucumbers in it. I like to put celery. And then I like to throw in some almonds to make that almond milk out of it. So just bear with me as I begin to take my shake in. In the meantime, I'll be bringing Carolyn right on. And Carolyn, will you also come on and tell us a little bit more about some of the goals and events that you have planned, and what brought you into the vegan diet, and how did you become a vegan dieter, and did it start because of health? Were you just changing your whole health situation around? But tell us how you got involved in it.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm not a professional, but I am, I have it by experience. I am a cancer survivor. It gave me 5 years to live. I am on my 6th year, and I'm just grateful. And the other thing is, it was a rare cancer called carcinoma of the thymus, and I had a rare histiocytosis in my lungs. And the doctor, he did surgery. He took a tumor as big as a grapefruit out of my chest, and he left 3.5 centimeters. And he told me that that he had to go back in and do it again. I told him, "Oh no, I'm not doing this again." And he said, "Well, then you're going to die." And I really, really appreciate him saying that, because it put me on a search. It put me on a search to know what cancer survivors did. And so many events just put me on that journey, and had a group people come together, and they help me go to Barnes & Noble and library, and we start researching and found out that cancer survivor and people with all kind of disease, they stop eating meat and dairy. And then I read about so many how dairy, you know, I want to say this first about my grandparents. They raised all of their animals and veggies on a farm. And I happened to just was blessed to take part in that and know the difference between raising your own food and buying it in the market. And after seeing so many airplanes and different machines just spraying our food with all kind of pesticides on our food, it just brought everything back to reality after reading about all these people that are cancer survivor and other diseases. It left me wondering, why is America poisoning its people? And why aren't we not waking up, reading, and learning about our bodies? You know, my grandmother used to say when we get a headache or we had a bad stomach ache, she says, what did you just eat? Or what did you eat last night? Other than what she said. And we had to tell her. And then she would mix us up sugar and some drops of turpentine. And then she said, we got to clean this bowels out every 6 months to a year. So I just thought that she was just saying something to punish me. But I just found out that I didn't know that I was going to end up using this in my later years, which I really appreciate everything coming back around. And some, like Ms. Sherelle said, that some people are vegetarians. They do eat dairy. But, you know, I just choose to, because of my lungs, to stay off of dairy and just realize after reading that dairy does not help people with lung problems or asthma. So instead of just picking here and there, I just choose to just delete all of it. And there is a great substitute for it, like oatmeal milk. I call it oatmeal. Well, it says oatmeal. Milk in the store, and almond milk, and hemp, H-E-M-P. It's a hemp seed, it's a hemp milk, and all of this is awesome, and just finding so many different substitutes when preparing food, and going to our local local market, and then I go to Whole Foods, and I just found myself in love with Trader Joe's, not only because of the food, because of the people. They are so hospitable. They're just wonderful. I took a lady, I just want to say this. I took a lady from South Carolina to one of the Trader Joe's.
Carolyn. Excuse me, can you speak in the phone a little bit because I'm having a real hard time hearing you. I want to make sure the audience hears you. So make sure you're speaking directly into the phone and speak a little louder so that it makes sure it comes across where everyone can hear it.
Okay, thank you. Am I louder now? Am I speaking in the phone?
Yeah, you're better now.
Okay, and I just want to say why Trader Joe's is one of my favorites, not just because they have organic, but because of the hospitable of the people, hospitality. I had a young lady from South Carolina, never been to a Trader Joe's, and we went there and I told the lady that worked there, she went and got a dozen of flowers and brought them back and gave them to her. And I just say, with that kind of personality working for a business, that helps a business grow a lot. And that's why I like it.
I have a question for you. When you first started to learn about a vegetarian diet was healthy for cancer patients, how were you introduced to this? And did you have a mentor, someone to guide you through the process of eating and going vegetarian? Because I do know when I started doing vegetarian, I was becoming too over-alkaline. And you can, if you're a novice and don't know what you're really doing, you can become alkaline. You can be over acid and alkaline, where you have all this alkaline and you are having loose bowels and you don't know what to do about it. So who was guiding you? Who introduced you to how to properly combine all of your proteins and all your basic four foods?
Ms. Sherelle, you are so on it. Well, it was a journey that God took me on, because different people came in and out of my life. The first person that introduced to me was on TV, Ms. Laureen Day, Dr. Laureen Day. She was a chief of San Francisco Hospital, and she ended up with carcinoma of the breast. And she was on TV, and I sent off for her DVD. And she laid out the 10 things that we need to do, and she was saying the balance of amino acid and alkaline. You have to have that balance. Then a couple introduced me to Dr. Schultz, did a 30-day detox with Dr. Schultz. He has a harsh detox, but it works. And after that, I read this book. It's called Rawsome by Bridget Moores. And she talks a lot about balancing of the yin-yang, alkaline, and amino acid. And another doctor, can't think of his name right away, but that caught my spirit that I had to be balanced with my food. Because if it was balanced, a disease can't dwell in that body. So that's what it's the, you know, I will encourage anybody that have any kind of sickness or disease and know someone, pick up a book and read and pray and ask God to send you on this journey, and he will direct you into the people that you need to know to help you along the path.
And, you know, that is so good, Carolyn, because some people don't realize that your neurological disposition has a lot to do with how you handle disease, because most disease starts on the neurological basis and then matriculates to the cellular basis. If you have a healthy attitude, your frequency levels are high, and you had a good disposition, you are more likely to be able to go through the chemo and the radiation. The reason why I'm pointing that out is I was told that cancer ran in our family. However, I've never accepted it. My father passed of cancer, and so did my brother. Now my sister has it. So it's running its gamut through our family. However, my father was very persistent with it, and he lived the 7 years beyond when they told him he would die, when they removed his stomach. He was able to go ahead and have them design him a plastic stomach because he had pancreatic cancer. And I watched him, and I saw the full life he led for 7 years. And he said, upon 7 years, I know that this stomach will deteriorate. So at that point, the quality of my life will change. So he had everything in place and made arrangements for people to be at a certain place when it was time for them to tell him that you have no more stomach. So I watched cancer matriculate in his life and then my brother's. And some people may have the attitude, well, I got cancer, that's it, I'm gone. But he didn't. And my sister also, she's saying, no, I'm going to beat this thing, and I know I am. And I said, well, with that attitude, you have a greater chance of making it. And so I have come to the conclusion that diet has a lot to do with it. And I believe that mineral-enriched diets, when people say, I'm going to be a vegetarian, and they just go out and start getting vegetables, they have to be very, very careful, because now the topsoil is missing silt. So you have no more minerals in the vegetable that you're getting at the store. You might as well be buying an empty bag of cabbage, because it has no minerals in it, because it's devoid of minerals. And that's why the big push has come about for having organic vegetables, because once they get the organic vegetables out there, they can also use compounds to put minerals back in the soil, and consequently, it will prevent you from having to put all the pesticides on it, because the more mineralized your vegetables are, the less fertilizers you need. And our family had a garden here, and we grew up on a garden, and I grew up semi-vegetarian. We ate meat once a week, and we cropped our gardens and created a pantry and ate from our garden. So we had never been to the doctors until I was about 20 years old. That was the first time I was going to the doctor, and, you know, to really look at complications. Before then, we always knew enough about herbs and vitamins and used holistic methods in our household. Even to this day, my sister's 70-some years old. This is her first time having a visit at the hospital. And people found that abnormal, but my uncle, he cropped a garden up until he was 70-some years old in the wheelchair with both amputees. So if you come from a family that has stress eating from the ground and eating roots and eating vegetables, then you kind of carry that over. And if you're fighting up against a disease, I think the first place to look is a diet. And I want to ask you, Carolyn, did you change your diet? Did you go on a detox or do any of those things when you first got the diagnosis?
Yes. Well, at first, when I first got the diagnosis, because my ex, he gave up, that caused me to give up. And I was preparing to die at first. And just a number of events just happened. And after he heard what the doctor had said, he constantly threw in my face that, well, you're going to die anyway. And so after I decided that it was time for us to split up, it was time for him to go, it gave me a determination that I was going to live. That's when Dr. Lauren Day appeared to me. And I just want to say this about a movie. This movie, Facing a Giant, came on right after her. And if you haven't seen that movie, that's a great movie where the coach had this other guy to carry one on his back across the football field. I stood up. I said, I could do this. That's when my mind changed. The light bulb came on, and God started putting all these different people in and having an open mind to listen. I started off with carrot and apple juice. Well, just carrot first. Then added some apples to it because my children started helping me. And then my favorite juice was cucumbers and celery and lime. That was my little cocktail.
And what was the other one? Cucumbers or what?
Cucumbers.
I didn't hear that last.
A juice, a cucumber, lime, and celery, I'm sorry. It was celery, cucumber, and lime. That was my little cocktail.
Okay.
And
let me ask you a question. What did you eat, Carolyn, that was prepared as an actual meal? Because, you know, sometimes when people go in the kitchen and they say, I'm just going to cut up some vegetables, that can get pretty boring after a while, and you almost have to seek out recipes that will give you the substitute, like their morning breakfast meat that is really organic, or it's a non-meat product. And I've actually seen where we've included that meat in our diet, and just to keep that chewing going so that we didn't feel like we were being deprived. What did you do to make your meal balanced so it wasn't always juices and blenders? What did you do as far as having, you know, your four basic food products other than, you know, your milk and your meat? What else did you put in your diet? Give me a typical lunch meal.
Well,
let
me share the part of the rest of the journey where is that I started doing the juicing. That's when I went into Dr. Schultz. For 6 weeks, I didn't eat anything because, let me share, I went, did radiation and chemo. The radiation burnt my back. They were putting lidocaine patches on my back for it. And so I started reading again and found out tea tree oil. And then I started putting, by accident, I was putting Avera gel, and by accident, you know, I couldn't rub the gel when my children or my mom went around, so I put the aloe vera juice in a little bottle, and I started spraying my back. That's
ladies
guilt.
And gentlemen, I'm going to have to go to a station identification, and Carol will be right back with you. Keep that thought. Keep it right there, and we will be in the air.
Okay.
Mind of Peace, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him and your peace. It will continue to increase. Create the mind of peace within you, which was also in the Creator too. Now you know just what to do. Be strong in the power of his might, and don't give up this fight. Walk in the spirit and not in sight.
Mm-hmm.
At times, it will look like the enemy is winning, you'll think. And just when you're at the end of your brink, he'll throw you a lifeline so you won't sink. When you send out the SOS sign, then you would have already completed the test. You have the mind of peace that just won't cease. Keep your mind stayed on him, and your peace will continue to increase. Now remember that you are no longer held at ransom, because the debt was paid with quite a handsome price for your peace that will continue to increase. With a mind stayed on him, your peace will continue to increase.
And once again, thank you for joining us on Care to Read. I'd like to put that phone number out there again for your listening audience. That number is 646-478-0270. Please call in. We have Mrs. Carolyn Fierce Williams in the audience. She is our guest this evening, and we're talking about holistic foods. And we are going to move along in our show, because I want you to know, people, that in talking about holistic foods, we're hoping that households will change, because we can eradicate disease. Disease is a position that happens in the body. We know that some laws have been violated of some sort. We know that the T cells, we can speak to the life of the blood and tell it to line up with what the Word of God says. However, in preparing our diets and eating properly, we have got to make some changes in our households, because when we do develop disease, we know it is some law that's been violated. Now, some people may say, I don't want meat and I won't eat meat, but you have to remember, if you don't replace those B vitamins and B12 and B6, you will develop some deficiency. And some people are learning now they can go buy these tablets, and they can go buy sublingual B12 and B6 and take that to substitute for the B vitamins that they're not getting. You don't take them in isolated form. You need to take the complete form of B vitamins. And I think I said something else about mineralization, and mineralization is a science. And we have to get minerals in our diet. And getting minerals in our diet and making it available is another way. Now, the Hindus have a better way of putting it, and they have a cliche that goes something like this. They say, God sleeps in stone, he breathes in plants, he dreams in animals, and he awakens in men. That is telling us that stones were the first beginning of mineralization that they used to put in gardens to help make sure that these gardens were full of enzymes and amino acids and minerals. How can you get minerals? Through eating enriched mineral foods. What causes disease? Some deficit, some violated principles that have gone on in the body. And if the T cells are very, very smart, ladies and gentlemen, and they have to be given a message to tell the body that you're not balanced. And the T cells carry a message over to these polypeptides and tell them, you've got to get balanced. If you stay out of balance too long, you will have dis-ease, and that's what brings about disease. And I want you to know that there are scientists out there working on things such as mushroom, the tahaki mushroom, the shikika mushroom, and the corliss mushroom. There are about 10 of these mushrooms that they're now incorporating to help the neurological disorders of the brain. As I told you first, depression sets in, neurological disorder sets in, then disease starts. It usually starts from a disability in the neurological stage. And we're not here to diagnose, but we want to make sure that we are planting a seed so that families can go to those supermarkets and buy at those fresh vegetable markets and stop buying pre-boxed products that have been pre-established with all types of additives in them and thinking they're feeding their family. You're not feeding your family unless you're using pure, wholesome foods. And when I say wholesome, I mean holistic foods in the raw stage, like a raw egg. Yes, you can go back to eating raw eggs, and you can go back to having good raw eggs and eggs that have all of the cycle of life in there. What you're trying to get is a holistic consumption of life. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and our food should be full of life. We should not be eating death. And when we eat prefabricated anything, it is death, people. We do not want to bring an early death on ourselves, so we are going to have to get back to nature. And as Queen Afua talks about changing that kitchen around, you're going to have to change your kitchen around buying herbs, natural additives. Some people are now understanding box flowers are very important to take those box flowers to solve the neurological disorderly problem with dis-ease in our body and neurological disorder. Now, the other thing I want to say is we are standing behind raw milk because we know what it does for the body, and we know that it is a whole food. You can live off of raw milk. If you are a mother that is in the breastfeeding stage and you have young children, definitely consider giving your child that colostrum, the first fresh milk, which is raw and natural with all the amino acids in it. And mothers, you can give your child a chance to live longer and be stronger. I decided to do that, and it took me having to leave work for 2 years so that I can get through the process of breastfeeding because I knew how valuable it would be for that child. And it served its purpose because I barely, really had to take that child to the hospital, to the doctor. He was so healthy, and it made a difference. And the other child was fed goat's milk. Never had to go see a doctor because it makes the body strong. Not the pasteurized milk. Don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted. We're talking about raw milk here today and vegan eating and raw vegetables. We're going to come back to our guests. And guests, are you still in the air?
I'm still here.
All right, here we go. Carolyn is still in the air. Carolyn, the question that the audience might want to know, we are not going to give place to the devil about this disease because in our mind it doesn't exist. You have eradicated it. Now we're talking about how we can keep healthy foods in the house. What are some of the snacks that vegetarians eat, and how do you use when you want to dry freeze something or make it like a snack? What are the snacks that vegetarians eat?
It's a lot of snacks. However, I want to go back to what I started eating from my juices. With the activities of knowing that I had these cells, cancer cells, I looked into B17, that was Leia Trail, and that was...
you said D17. What is D17?
It's called Leia Trail. L-A-E-T-R-I-A-E, Leia Trail. And
is this a cancer cell?
This is the seeds from apple seeds, apricot, barley, brown rice. These are some of the things that I started eating, and chai seeds, elderberry, flax seeds, and they call them chickpeas, and lentils, macadamia nuts, and that was a lot of things, a lot of almonds and raisins, or either almonds and cranberries, fresh or dried.
Did you eat any goji berries at all?
Yes. Those are some of the things that I would carry around with me and eat. And I had to have my wheatgrass. That cleans the blood. Those were the things in oatmeal and plum seeds. And it's
And also, Carolyn, could you tell the listening audience for the benefit of us talking to people who may be cancer-free and may be interested in a vegetarian diet, what are some of the things that they need to incorporate in their homes, and how do they start off to be a vegetarian? Because it can be difficult.
Yeah, it's a difference between vegetarian and vegan because, I look for all of my carotenoids. I look for food with my carotenoids in it and vitamins because I don't take a vitamin in. I take vitamin D more than any vitamin I take, but I look for it in my food. Say for carotene is the oranges and the peaches. I love peaches and pumpkin seed and seaweed, sweet potatoes. I love and carrots and broccoli. You know, and just green leaf vegetables. And say, for instance, a person, they just want to go for the vitamins, vitamin C's. You can look for asparagus. People wouldn't even associate vitamin C's with asparagus, avocado, bananas, blackberries, Brazil nuts, cabbage. Cauliflower, kidney beans, green peppers, lemons, limes, mangoes, kale, greens,
mm-hmm.
all these are vitamin C's. And I told you a little bit about the vitamin 17. The vitamin 12 is the...
What about the omega family, like essential fatty acids? What do you use to put the fat back in your diet? Do you use any hemp seed oil? Because the essential fatty acids are very important, like the omega-3, the omega-6, omega-9. What do you use? Do you use virgin oil, or what type of oils do you use?
I use olive oil, and a lot of people talk against that. I use coconut oil. That's one of my favorites. And I use grape seed. I like that one as well.
And, you know, I love the coconut oil. I just recently got mm-hmm. introduced to coconut oil, and I replaced that for my cooking because there was a lot of things I found out about coconut oil. You can actually use the coconut milk and make coconut milk, and that was one of the things I was using many, many years ago was the coconut flakes to make the milk. But then I realized that you can substitute that coconut oil for all of your essential fatty acids, and it will help the body. Like the first thing for a woman ensuring deficiency is the bones will become fragile and the teeth will start decaying. And one of the things that Dr. Price was saying that we're missing in our diet is our fats, and the fats are very important, and bacteria in the gut of the stomach as well as the enzymes. And most of the parishioners who live in other countries who had longevity, they were finding that these people were eating large sums of fat, lots of enzymes, and bacteria. And that's why milk is needed, because you need to create good bacteria in the gut. And that good bacteria, it actually fights off all of the yeast problem, because yeast is beginning to be a big problem with the African Americans, where they consume too many carbohydrates, and you need the yeast to be cut down, because if you don't, there's reactions that children have that mimics attention deficit disorder from having all this yeast in their gut. And the yeast itself comes from all of there is the LLC of fat, and then you don't have enough peptides, and you don't have enough the ability to break down all of that carbohydrates in the stomach. So they're now saying when you eat yogurt, you got to buy the kind that has the bacteria in it. And if not, you got to use kefir, because kefir has plenty of good bacteria that will help you absorb what you eat, because I don't care what you eat and how good it is, if your stomach is not prepared to absorb it, then you are basically dealing with something that might pass through the digestive system and your stomach never absorbed the benefits. So it's very important to talk about good bacteria, and some people get really confused about, do I use yogurt or do I use dairy products? You use bacteria. You can buy this Acidophilus in a tablet form that will create a good flow of bacteria in the lower intestine. And the reason why I'm saying that, when I worked in the hospital, a number of the children were given this bacteria, because if you're given antibiotics to children and if they take them too long, it will destroy the good bacteria in their lower stomach. And it will destroy them in adults as well, and you have nothing to fight off. So it's very important that vegetarians know about this good flora and bacteria.
And that's good for vegetarians.
And, I was wondering, do you use any antibiotic or any type of yogurt or substitute?
For a vegan world, it's, for upset stomach, it's just the papaya. And papaya is so good for your stomach, and ginger, and it's good for your digestive system. However, there is, it works like an antibiotic. And then I found this herb. It comes in a pure form, and it comes in coffee, it comes in tea. It's called Ganoderma. And that king of herbs, I found, that's what Chinese.
Now, what is that substance? Is that the same substance that come in the mushroom, the Ganoderma?
Yes, it's a mushroom, the Ganoderma mushroom, and I would encourage anybody to look up Ganoderma, and also just Google it / any kind of disease that they can think of. And I'm going to spell this word Ganoderma, because it's an ancient Chinese secret, and it's called Ganoderma.
Mm-hmm.
Ganoderma.
And you know what, Carolyn, I concur with you on that. After you and I talked about mushrooms, I've then written did some research on the benefits of mushroom, and I don't know if you know this, but there's about 10 of them. One works on your hair, and one works on your soft tissue. And as I was saying earlier, this doctor who's working on bringing about these mushrooms, I think his name, I'm trying to think what that doctor's name. This doctor actually had brought about 10 of them, and he puts them all together, and each one of them work on different parts of your body. And the mushrooms supposedly work on the glands and cleaning the glands out. And these are mushrooms that don't grow on the ground. They grow in the trees, and they actually are in the root of the trees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I was finding that this can be substituted for meat in a vegetarian's diet, where you can, because I bought these mushrooms, and I use them in a place of meat. And they have so much protein in them. They have more protein than some meats that you can buy. So you can still get your proteins that you need. And at the same time, it works on the glandular system for the female, for the hair, and for the nails. It's like silica. It strengthens the nails and hair and develops the skeleton system and also the soft tissues. So with this research they're doing, they're finding that mushrooms can be given in powder form. They don't have to be put in anything. You can eat them in a natural stage, or you can buy these colossal mushrooms and cook them in your meal and saute them.
And the other mushroom that I used to take all the time, and I said I'm getting ready to get back to it, it's called Essiac tea. It's Essiac. That is a great tea. And it helps the cancer cells and other cells in your body. And you just drink it every day, and it's just an awesome tea. So,
I believe in the mushrooms. I know there's some truth to the mushrooms. And when you at first start to talk about it, I knew that they should be in their isolated form, like the one I was saying about the maitake mushroom and then that colorsum mushroom. These are all mushrooms that they are now releasing tests on, showing that there's one for the hair. I mean, if you want the the gray to turn in the hair back to natural color. You can actually revert the gray in the hair, some of them proclaim. I have never used them to see to that extent, but they are now selling this mushroom saying that they have this strong, powerful ability, and one for the circulation. So these doctors that are into these tinctures and fusion, these go beyond herbs. Now, you know, you have your herbs, you have your tinctures and fusion. You can create and make your own fusions. And Dr. Bach has training classes where you can learn how to make the essential. You make the flower Bach essence. And these are essence that you can actually make yourself through tinctures. And you make these tinctures and you can actually send the essence, the fragrance of this flower in a form of Reiki healing and send it to someone and heal them in isolated places. It doesn't even have to be in front of you. This is how powerful these essences are supposed to be. So I think we're going to learn that we're going to have to be a bit of practitioners and learning to heal thyself, because some people think I'm going to the doctor to get healed, but it never happens like that. The patient always takes part in healing themselves.
You always end up on more pills. And I just want to share another thing about protein. Do you know in kale greens itself is 45% protein? And people don't know spinach. Spinach has 49%. And watercress, 84% protein. And you can just put, you know, make you some, well, we do the vegan bread. And you can also do the Ezekiel bread, that's sprouted bread, and just put that on there and make you and cucumbers and make you a good sandwich. And that is,
well, see, people
are into
practical things. They'll ask you, what does it taste like? Now, the nutritionists have found that if it doesn't taste good and it's green barley essence and wheatgrass, forget it. I don't care how good it is. They're not going to take it unless it tastes good. So you have got to camouflage it, just like they did with the coffee. Put it in something that tastes good that people will consume, then they will get the substance. Otherwise, they're not going to get it because they're saying, I don't like the taste. That's too much greenness for me. It's bitter. It's not placable. So if they can, you know, create something like the coffee, put it in there if they like it, create something like chocolate and put it in there, people are going to consume it. And then when they take the trial test, they find that so many people get better who take it in things that they normally already like. I have found that it's very important to start the whole, just clean the kitchen out and start from scratch with the wheat flour and the garbanzo beans and the flax seeds and also the lentil. Just have the whole kitchen set up where you have these things there, and you start introducing them to your family at a slow pace. Because believe you me, I nearly ran my family away when I start introducing this stuff too soon. But I finally got them to enjoy the food, and they had no problem. And for about 6 years, we were on this type of holistic diet. And I saw the benefit of it. There was less visits to the doctor, healthier teeth, stronger bones, all of these things. And I don't want to forget about essential oils, because I basically lived off essential oils.
Oh, I love
and for young children. And for those mothers out there, the essential oils are very important that you give them to help build the brain, so that essential oil where they're passing on the serotonin level has to be strong, and the oils have to be in the brain, because the brain is predominantly made up of fat. And if you don't feed it fat, the child will start to have some minimal brain disorder, and yourself too. So I want to say for the community, it's okay to change the diet. It's all right.
It is.
And we have our guest here, Carolyn. We have Carolyn Fierce Williams here in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. And Carolyn has been giving us information that we can use to change our diet to become more vegetarian, not necessarily because you have any type of disease, but because it's a healthy thing to do. And we are informing ourselves now, and we are having a complete spiritual lifeline with healthy eating, healthy thoughts, and good, sound spiritual foundation. A lot of this, you have to eat your food and pray, too, because it's very important that you stay concentrated in meditation and doing yoga, because it's a balancing act that we're doing. We're not just eating a lot of food and sitting on the couch. We're going somewhere to expound that energy and burn up fuels so that the body can ingest this information in this food. Because if you don't do something with the digestive system and you have a leaky gut, you got all that food there. Now you got to find a way to detoxify and get the food out as fast as you can. So the colonic part of it is a segment that we're going to cover, and we're going to talk more about that and how to get the food in and out so that you are not becoming toxic and sick from your own bowel. We are going to talk about that because a number of African Americans don't realize that detoxification is important, and there's a way to do that while you're still consuming foods. I'd like to stop for a moment and thank our guests. I'd like to thank Carolyn for being with us and staying with us. And listening audience, I want you to keep it right there to that dial. Don't move. I want to stop and give a shout-out to our neighboring radio station, Harambe, and Delani Aman. Keep up the good work, and we say Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. And that is to Harambe Radio Station, who was very instrumental in me getting started with this station. And we're not going to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to have a specialist on who will be talking about AIDS and HIV and diet and the necessary things you have to do to prevent your holistic system from failing and what you need to do for checkups and education in AIDS process. So we'll be talking to a speaker that will be coming on tomorrow. And we're also going to be slipping back into the new spiritual, new age discussion where we're going to talk with Dr. Peterson on Wednesday. Hopefully he'll be back in time for that. He will be talking on the new thought generation and how does aging and diet have anything to do with new thought. He is one of our prime examples of the fact that you don't have to age at 70 years old. So we're bringing him on to talk about aging and new thought and using your words to speak things into existence. And once again, listening audience, we're coming up on that half an hour sign, but that doesn't stop you from calling in. We have our guest in the audience. Her name is Carolyn Fierce Williams, and Carolyn will be with us until we decide to shut this thing down. But I'm going to stay to see what the end is going to be up until 7:30. So you have lent me your airways, and you've allowed me into your living room. I want to thank you so much for staying with us for the whole hour. I know it could get to be difficult, but I hope you got me on in your kitchen and you're in there in the process of making up a smoothie. And I'm going to ask you to share this smoothie with me as I begin to put my smoothie together here. I told you I was going to do a smoothie, and I'm going to get that smoothie together here. And I'm going to ask Carolyn to join me in the kitchen and making that smoothie. And this smoothie that I'm making up, it's going to be a green smoothie. And I'm adding my carrots, and I'm adding all of those ingredients to go in here. I'm going to start right away. I'm not going to wait until I get off this phone to start this process. So if you're still with me, Carolyn, I'm going to ask you to.
Right here.
All right. I got that all whipped up. And I want to say to the listening audience, don't stop there. Keep up the work and continue the good thoughts that we put in you today. And I'm going to say to Carolyn, thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing with us. Thank you for giving us that information to help us become more confident in our diets and fighting back, because it takes a strong person to fight back against cancer. And I know what I'm talking about, because we fought in our family. We're continuing to fight, and you don't have to accept it as a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Cancer is something that can be eradicated. It's something that you can stand against, because we know the life of the flesh is in the blood, and we're speaking to the blood today and telling it to line up with what the Word of God says. It says we're healed. It says we are the head and not the tail, and we know we have the life of death and power of life and death in our tongues. So we speak those things into existence. And continue to join us, because Care to Read is focusing in on a spiritual lifeline. We are family and consumer education where we offer information that's valuable to the families, the head of the households, the mothers and the fathers, and educational literacy. And at this time, I'm going to say that we have 10 seconds, and I'm on my way to Canaan land. But I know God has smiled on me today. Carolyn, thank you very much. And please listen in as we go out with God has smiled on me.
And you thank God for you.
Thank God for Carolyn, and I know he smiled on her. She's been redeemed. She knows she's been redeemed.
Keep up the good work.
Out there, speak to him right now and let people know he smiled on you if you've been redeemed. isn't so good. And we'd like to thank the Jackson Singers and myself. That's our group from the Jackson Singers. Didn't they do a great job? Once again, go in peace. And we say Ajuba blessings. And we'll see you tomorrow right here. Keep that dial there. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:30. Thank you.